Good morning, Dale.
Usual suspects are there in the CMA nominations. I always think the more interesting list is who got snubbed by the CMAs.
Yeah, exactly. Blake Shelton did, Garth, Eric Church, Brett Eldridge. That's just a few. Cole Swindell, not on the ballot anywhere. Also, no females were an Entertainer of the Year, and Miranda Lambert headlined two of her own tours. She should have been a contender.
Well, I want to know how Garth Brooks gets left off. I mean, the guy just played for 6 million people. He's going to do the Notre Dame thing. I mean, how does he not even get nominated? I don't get that.
I don't get it either. I never have understood their criteria, but that's crazy.
Well, you know, there is a difference between the ACMs and the CMAs for sure. I won the award for the ACM Large Market Personality of the Year this year. I would never even get nominated these days with the criteria for CMA. No one from Kansas City will. It's just the way the rules are.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. It's just so political, and I don't really like that. Dolly Parton's new 8-episode Netflix series will shoot next month in Atlanta. It seems to focus around World War II. We're not sure if Dolly will be in it. Right now, they're casting men to play soldiers and amputees to play wounded veterans. They also need extras to portray 1940s townspeople. First day of shooting, September 11th. It will premiere sometime next year.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Interesting for her to get on board something like that. She must be a history buff, I'm thinking. Aretha Franklin's funeral Friday. That will be online and several stations, including Fox News and CNN. It starts at 10 a.m. Eastern. 20 will perform, including Faith Hill, Stevie Wonder, and Jennifer Hudson.
Did you hear some of the details about this? She's going to be buried in a $25,000 gold casket.
Wow.
She's going to wear a red dress because red was her sorority color. And I can't even pronounce the name of the shoes, but she's going to be buried with these very expensive high heel shoes.
Unreal. I guess you can take it with you.
Apparently.
Finally, Florida Georgia Line will headline the world's biggest USO tour next month, live from Washington, D.C. It happens September 12th and will be live streamed all over the world at uso.org/tour. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.